Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mallory's reaching out. Hey, guys, really need some advice because I feel like I've gotten myself in a weird spot. I was feeling kind of nostalgic, decided to reach out to some old friends from high school. We graduated 15 years ago and just wanted to reconnect, see how they were doing. We see posts on Facebook and stuff, but that's different than interacting. I was really close with four other girls. We were inseparable back then. But then we grew up and, you know, life takes you in different directions. I heard back from all four and it's been mostly great catching up and sharing about our lives now. I say mostly because one of them isn't in a great place right now. What started as a friendly chat became a daily update of how terrible her life is. She's even asked for money. I sent her a few $100s to get her caught up, but now she just keeps asking. And worse than that, she's just laying so much on me, it's bringing me down. I know I'm the one who reached out and wanted to reconnect, but now I kind of want to disconnect again. Is there a kind way to do that? I don't want to add to her stress, but I really don't want her stress in my life.
Ghost her.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know if that's ever the best way to go.
I don't know. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was just like, just stop responding. And
Or just be like really busy.
Stop responding. And you know,
when she asks for money again, just like, I can't, I'm tapped out. We have things going on. I'm sorry. I wish I could help.
Yeah. Sorry. I've already given my monthly quota to charity and.
Ooh. That's kind of a burn. You're just calling her a charity. All right.
Well, I don't know.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I mean, just I would be less and less available, I think, like you said.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
A little bit of that tough love sort of thing where you know, and maybe the other friends know of this person too.
Well, I'm wondering if they're getting the same updates.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you could reach out and see if they are experiencing the same thing from this person.
Right. If like they all started connecting, or if it was just Mallory that's individually talking to all four of them, or if they're doing a group chat, or what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, what is your experience with this sort of thing? Like, how do you gently back away from a quote friend that you've reached out to? All right. 502-795-1997. That is group therapy. Your story's on the way. So Mallory reached out to some friends from high school she hadn't seen in a while, right?
Yeah.
Mostly everything's been positive, but now there's a friend from the past that's kind of started burdening her with all her problems, asking her for money. She even gave her money, but now how she politely disconnects.
Yeah, she's kind of like wanting to just, you know, fade back into the bushes like Homer. You know, just like, is there a polite way to do that?
Yeah.
And, you know, she feels bad. She don't want to pile on to this person's stress anymore. But it's, you know, that stress is kind of now weighing her down. And she's just like, I can't with the negativity right now.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Calls her show quite often. His name, Andrew the Love Doctor. What's your thought on this, man?
In this situation, I've actually had this happen to me before. A couple of things. She can recommend some organizations that are out there to help people that may be less fortunate. There's some places out there that will help her financially, maybe, or whether it's food, clothing, et cetera. I don't know the full details of what's going on with her. But once she gave her money that one time, this person thought that she's going to be able to get something from her all the time. It's like feeding a cat one time, a stray cat, right?
Yeah.
It's going to keep coming back. So what you do here is you have a very candid conversation saying, look, here's some organizations that are out there to help. I said, but I can no longer help you anymore. You know, and it's not something I'm going to do. It's not something I'm willing to do. So if you will please stop contacting me with this type of information, because all she's doing is contacting her and complaining, the woe is me is what I'm getting from the call, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give her some information. Great catching up, but the conversation ends and you don't want to contact her anymore. She's got to be very candid with her. It's tough to do. But at the end of the day, she's got to have respect for herself to say, hey, you know what? Enough's enough.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor, it's about kind of having those tough conversations that a lot of people don't want to have. So
yeah, that is hard for a lot of people to say.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like confrontation, but I'm telling her she will feel 100% better if she has this very firm conversation with her. Once it's done, I promise you.
Andrew, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Hey, Dave, so what is your thought on this?
You just got to be an adult and, you know, tell her, look, I love you. I'll be there for you, but I can't be your only support system.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Both
yeah.
Financially and emotionally.
Right. You know? It's about having those tough conversations that no one wants to seem to have.
Right.
Yeah,
It's hard. It's hard to say that because, you know, they're already struggling. They're going through some tough times. Then you feel like you don't want to add on to it by making them feel abandoned.
You're not abandoning them. You're still going to be there for them. You just can't be their only support.
Right.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Good thought. Dave, appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
You know what I love? Guys rolling in with this kind of advice. Look at that. It's like a female problem, kind of like female friendships, and guys rolling in with some solid advice. Kudos.
Well, you're not going to put my ghost in her into the category of solid advice?
Nope, I'm not going to put that in there. Aiden says they're called e-beggars. You have to stop responding. In the meantime, here's my Cash App.
Okay, Aiden. All right, well, hey, good luck. I think there's some good places to start there, Mallory. And, yeah, thanks for reaching out. That is Group Therapy.